Raptors president, Masai Ujiri, joins us. Are you feeling better? Yeah. Have you calmed down? You're okay now?
I'm doing good. I'm always good, Bob. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you very much.
And you got an honorary degree from Ryerson today, so that's got to feel pretty good.
Congratulations.
I know. I don't know why they keep giving me this stuff, but I don't know what. I say, if you can, like, I told my guys, you know, like, it took me like 4 minutes to get a doctorate, so that's a good deal.
Hey, imagine what they'd give you if you beat Cleveland.
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they give you the school and say, here, you run it. You do a better job. Well, congratulations, doctor. And we'll...
Do we have to call him Dr. Ujiri from now on?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
No,
he says definitively. Well, but you studied hard and you passed and congratulations
done.
For that.
Yes.
So, you said some very interesting things at your news conference, press conference.
You sure
on
did.
The day after the season came to an abrupt end with the sweep by the Cleveland Cavaliers. You've had a little time to think about it. But in the last week, have you formulated a definitive plan, or are you just kind of assembling options?
I'm assembling options. Good way to put it. Nothing is set yet. To be honest, guys, you know, like still studying it. Matt, I've been having these continuous meetings, you know, like with finishing exit meetings with players. Meeting with all our teams, whether it's basketball operations, medical, coaches, all that stuff, you know, like, and gathering all the information I can, you know, like, to make sure we make a good decision on, you know, like where we can go with this team.
So, you know, I've dealt with a bunch of people in your position over the last 40 plus years, and everybody kind of operates differently. When you talk about having meetings, and this is common in any sports franchise, at the end of the year, the general manager has meetings with everybody, not just the players and coaches, but all kinds of people. If you're meeting with somebody who isn't directly involved in the basketball operation, will you talk to them about their opinions on the basketball team? Will you solicit information regardless of who it's from? Are you that open about it within the process?
I'm very open, you know, like, and I think when you're in the basketball business and when you're in the business of winning and losing, you know, like, you're trying to find out every single thing, you know, like, that contributes to it, you know, like, and that's the reason we kind of you have to find out all the things that, you know, what we didn't do so well, you know, like, and find out how much that contributed to how our season ended. And some answers will be yes, some answers will be no, some answers will be we have now, some answers we don't, some answers we have to do, you know, like, more work to figure out what some questions we have, you know, like, that the answers take a little bit longer. So yes, honestly, Bob, to answer your question, yes, you know, like, I seek, you know, like, opinions, but it might not be opinions of, you know, like, should we bring this player back or should we do this, you know, like, it could be other aspects, you know, like, of
Understood.
What we're doing and how we did them well and how that contributed to winning.
When do you report to the MLSC board?
I mean, constant, you know, like, I speak to Larry, you know, like, often, you know, like, and,
sure.
But in terms of, like, meetings, and we have dates that are sometimes set, you know, like maybe 2 or 3 times a year or whatever they are, you know, like, and I couldn't even tell you what the dates are on those.
So you don't necessarily have to propose something definitive if the meeting was 2 weeks from now. You could say we're still in the process of figuring this out. There's no definitive date.
Yeah, to be honest, they go by, they want information, you know, like, but they go there. I'm put in this job, you know, like, to honestly, like, make those decisions, you know, like, and
understood.
I don't think, you know, like, I do I hope I do the right work, you know, like in gathering all the information to put in front of them, and whenever it is, you know, like they're willing to listen and go by and you know, like sometimes I think, you know, like what they have to say, you know, like and what their observations are. That's just the nature of, you know, like leadership and how you look at things openly.
Sure.
Messiah, I was struck by something you said about your coach at the end of the year, and I'm going to tell you what I heard and what it sounded like to me, and then you tell me if I've got it wrong or your thoughts. What I heard or what I seemed to understand was that you went to your coach and said, I want you to coach this team a little differently. And when I was talking to Bob, that to me was, because I've heard any number of people, as have you, saying players play, owners own, general managers manage, and coaches coach. And when it creates a problem when they stray into each other's area. And my point to Bob was, if you can't have the general manager telling the coach how he wants him to coach, either he's the coach or he's not the coach. Did I take that the wrong way, or what is that? Do you think that it's the position of the general manager to tell the coach how to coach the team?
No, it's not the, but to me, you know, like the coach is going to coach. And honestly, if I didn't believe, you know, like you're right, it will be a change. If ownership doesn't believe that I manage this team, it will be the way that they want. It will be a change, you know, like they're not going to tell me how to manage it. But exactly. All I'm saying is, you know, like we talked about what we've done here, you know, like for 4 years, you know, like, and it's we've kind of run into kind of the same thing every time, and we need to change that, you know, like we need to change how we look at that, you know, like Dwayne didn't take it, you know, like any, and the coach didn't take it any way I'm telling him what to do, you know, like he's gonna go figure that out, you know, like I don't think you guys will want us to come and do like the exact same thing, you know, like next year again, and you see that is the same thing we're doing, you know, like, and we get beat the same way, you know, like, to me, you know, like, that's the definition of insanity, I think, you know, like.
Well, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so, I guess.
It's the square peg in the round hole. I mean, you try it one time, you go, okay, I mean, that was dumb. But if you keep doing it over and over again, trying to get that square peg to go in the round hole, well, then you're stupid.
Well, but I guess my question would be, Masai, is if you want the team to play a different way, isn't it up to you to give him different players?
No, I don't think so, you know, like, because it's the same thing I said before, you know, like, if I ask you this question, you know, like, 4 years ago, you know, like, and we had this same players, you know, like, we had the same coach, you know, like, would anybody have thought that, you know, like, would have played in an Eastern Conference Finals or semifinals? Would everybody have thought DeMar and Kyle would be all-stars, 3 times, 4 times all-stars? I don't care who anybody is. There's not one person in this league, I'm even saying the whole league, that prophesied that, that thought that, you know, like everybody thought at the time, even I'm telling you that even me myself, you know, like, but you know what? We decided to go a certain way and believe in it, you know, like once we started seeing signs, you know, like, so if we have gotten it up from here to there, with these guys, you know, like, what's to tell me, you know, like that it cannot be better, you know, like, and so that's part of like the challenge, you know, like that we have in making this decision, you know, like, so it's not you know, like, for sure changing the completely like a way a player plays, but there are just some concepts, you know, like some things, you know, like that I think, you know, like we feel we can do better, including Casey, including the players think that, you know, like, so I think collectively there's a way that we can do it.
There's a commonality of thought here. I don't know if you would concur that it's difficult to see any team in the East, be it yourselves, now the Boston Celtics, who
look
have had a
look
revival.
Look at the whipping they took last night.
Yeah, Washington is a very good team. We acknowledge that. You would acknowledge that. It's difficult to see any of them beating Cleveland as long as they are constructed the way they are. And we look at a window of a couple years, maybe 3 years, and you say, you know, there's this argument. What's the purpose in chasing them when you can't catch them? And so maybe the better philosophy is to reassemble your team in such a way so that 2 years or 3 years from now, when LeBron quits, and maybe that's all it'll take, that you're positioned to be that team. Do you agree with that sentiment?
It's easy to say that, Bob. Well, we're dealing with all kinds of information, you know, like every, like so many things, you know, like example, I'll tell you, you know, like it's a good draft this year, you know, like do we know what the draft is like next year? If you did that, you know, like, or you decided to go that route or the next 2 years, you know,
well,
like,
yeah.
We've studied all of that, you know, like, and it's not things that I can come out, you know, like publicly and just talk about, you know, like, but I'm saying just to give people, fans, like an idea, you know, like there's so many things that you have to study, you know, like to see, you know, like where your team is, you know, and a winning culture too, you know, like is something that has helped us in the last 3-4 years because
sure.
You believe, you know, like yep. you believe that you can, and now you create a fan base. Now you create people that believe in like what you can do, you know, like on the court, off the court, all those things, you know, like, so yeah, I completely like agree with you. And that's for sure a concept that, you know, like we have to look at. I told in the press conference, I said, you know, like I'm not opposed to thinking that way. I've thought that way. I thought that way when I first came here, you know, like, You do all the study, I think that will make us, you know, like come up with the right decision.
You've got a number of free agents, but most prominent would be Kyle Lowry. There's all kinds of talk already and rumors, and I'm sure you have to sift through that and try to figure out what's real. What do you think your chances are of bringing him back?
You know, he played here, you know, like he's had great success here, you know, like I always say, you know, like honestly, Bob, Damian, it's my responsibility, you know, like that's my responsibility to get it done. It was my job last year to. I'm sure we had a radio show where we talked about DeMar, you know, like
yep.
I'm sure we had a radio show where we talked about Kyle a couple years ago. Yeah, is it a new challenge? Yes, it is. You know, like there's no question about it. You know, like There are many things for us to be excited about as a team, you know, like where we're going. I know the ending was abrupt, but you take all those things, you know, like, and it's my job to go out there and make sure if we want it to happen, if that's the way we're going, you know, like then go try and get it done, you know, like and say, hey, you know, like this is what you've done here. To me, I take responsibility for that rather than listen to like honestly like noise. Last year, everybody said DeMar is going to the Lakers, blah blah blah. Are you worried? Are you this? Are you that? You know what? Like, go and get it done. That's why I'm paid to be here. You know, like, and if you can't get it done, figure out a way to move another way. You know, like that's why I'm here.
With Masai Ujiri, the president of the Toronto Raptors, there's a whole bunch of different ways we can go. But here's something that kind of popped into my mind, Masai, the other day. As you know, the Celtics won the draft lottery and get the number one overall pick. The Lakers will draft second. The best player, by general acknowledgement, in this draft will be a point guard. The Celtics have a point guard who's pretty good. You can make the argument that maybe he won't stand up, all kinds of things. But nonetheless, I look at this and I say there is a team, the Celtics, at this stage of development, with the youth that they have, with the prospects they have, in addition to the five that they put on the court regularly, that may feel there is better value in trading that pick. Have you thought about that? And do you become, as a general manager in general sense, do you become proactive if you think there is an opportunity?
Yes, you look at it like in every way, you know, and honestly, like Bob, our jobs, there's so many things that we talk about that never comes into,
of course,
you know, like, yeah, discussion or, you know, like it never becomes public and all of that, you know, like you have to figure out a way how, you know, like where, how to negotiate, how to bring about these things, how to talk about them, how to, you know, like, honestly, I'll tell you this, we look at every single thing, you know, like, but I don't know. you know, like what decision, you know, like the Celtics are going to are going to make, you know, like their arrival of ours, you know, like I can, I don't want to say I can care less, you know, like, but yes, they are in our division, you know, like, and we have to think about it every single way, you know, like every way, like we look at it, you know, like, and these guys could be partners, they could be rivals, they could be, you know, one day it's this way, the next day, you know, like things change, you know, like it's a crazy, you know, like a way that the things just turn around, you know, like, and look at leading up to, you know, like the lottery, everybody's speculating, making, you know, suggestions, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden the lottery comes and, you know, like it's all set, you know, like then there's totally like different suggestions, you know, like that's going to change too, you know, like,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's very difficult, you know, like when, and then you never know what is going on in individually inside all these organizations and where they are, you know, like sometimes even financially things. So many things, you know, like that could fall into where players sometimes are happy, they're not happy, you know, like how you end your season, you know, like what has gone on in the past, you know, like we have to take all that information into account, you know, like, and it's a lot, you know, like, but it changes.
In all sports, is a long-held opinion that making a trade with a rival, a divisional rival, generally speaking, is the mm-hmm. toughest trade to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, it is, you know, like, because the other person is always thinking, you know, like how this could come back and
bite haunt them.
I think that's just natural. It happens that way, you know, like with rival companies and all that stuff, you know, like that's not natural. That's all, you know, like natural, but hey, you know, like, you want to make a deal, you make a deal, you know, like that's just the way it goes.
At various points during the season, Masai, you got minutes, significant ones at times, from players like Jakob Poeltl, DeLon Wright, Lucas Nogueira, Norman Powell, Pascal Siakam at different points. Do you believe that the improvement that you seek could come from within, or do you think you're going to need something from outside to make this group better?
Well, it's a great question, Damian. Like, I will say this. I don't know if it is from within, but we believe in it, you know, like, and it has to be the way we believe in is what I said in the press conference. We have to believe in development. We have to believe in how we draft. We have to believe in, you know, where we're going, because the way the new CBA is constructed, you know, like, there are not going to be many players, you know, like that are going to be available, you know, like or leaving, you know, that's just the way the nature of how it's been it's been constructed. And we have to fit the one thing that nobody can take away from you is the way you develop your players. And you guys see it with 905, you know, like mm-hmm. when we figure out ways, you know, like to get our young players some kind of playing time or experience or bring them up, you know, like we have to figure that out, you know, like, and get that right so that we can so at least, you know, like, you have that, you have young players that are growing.
When it comes to this draft and opportunities you may have with the picks you own or with ones you may get, are you looking most specifically at finding three-point shooters?
You know that the three-point thing, you know, like, is actually, like, we got killed by these guys, you know, like, with three-point shots, but
100 points. Yeah, 100 points against Cleveland.
Yeah, we didn't particularly, like, shoot it well, you know, like, and yes, we do need that, but, you know, like, we didn't shoot it well. I think one of the reasons is one of our main players doesn't shoot threes, you know, like, that much in DeMar, you know, like, and
right.
The other one that had, like, a phenomenal threes were not a question on our team, you know, like, the whole year, you know, like, cause Kyle Lowry shot them at a high rate, you know, like, until he got hurt, you know, like, and so, Damari Carroll is a good three-point shooter, you know, like Serge Ibaka is a good three-point shooter. Is one of the reasons when we thought with the swap with Terrence, you know, like, is what, at least we're getting a three-point shooter back, you know, like, Norm has become, so we have them and we didn't do so well. It wasn't a question, you know, like, as much in the in the regular season. It had to get better in the playoffs, and we will look for ways to get better at this, you know, like, but I think it was, it became, you know, like very, very big in the playoffs just because those guys shot lights out, you know, like, and we didn't make any shots, you know.
You talked a lot about ball movement. It's something that I've talked about a long time, and I've been watching the game for many years, and I'm a big fan of ball movement. I think it generates offense. It generates open shots, which have a much higher percentage chance of going in, and almost invariably good teams move the ball well. I think your team did it occasionally, but didn't do it consistently, and it was because the game plan wasn't to do that. It was a different game plan. Have you got this? Your coaching staff committed to a different philosophical approach to ball movement going into next year?
It's one of the things that we are talking about. You know, like that has to get better. And to answer Damian's question from before, you know, it's one of the things that we talked about on not telling anybody how to do their jobs or going to anybody's, you know, like I think everybody knows me and in how I try to run the organization is I try to get the best people and let them work, you know, like, and so, but those are the things that we need to get better at, you know, like, and we need to do better because we've done it time and time again and it hasn't, you know, like, it hasn't worked. So we have to get better moving the ball, you know, like, and I think coach knows that, he acknowledges that, you know, like, I think our players know that, every one of them acknowledges it. So, you know, like, I think then now we have to go ahead and do it, you know?
I don't know whether it was just me or what, but your news conference of a week ago left me still wondering what Coach Casey's future is. Are you committed to Casey as your coach?
Like I said in the press conference, I am. You know, like I am committed to Coach Casey as our coach. You know, like, and there are things that we 100% need to do better. You know, like, and he recognizes that we need to do we need to do these things better. I'm going over every single thing with him, with and his staff. You know, like you, we met as early as 8 a.m. this morning. You know, like we've been going through this. You know, like and figuring out the things that we didn't do so well, the things that we could correct, and the things that we cannot, or maybe there are things that are my fault that I need to correct in terms of the roster, or you know, then we have to look at everything. You know, like, but I know Coach Casey has taken responsibility, which is, you know, like, I think he's always done, you know, like, and we'll try to make it better.
We thank you for your time, as always. We'll be interested to see how things develop during this off season. It could be a very dramatic off season or a passive off season. I don't think you are 100% sure, and we sure aren't.
But we'll be watching.
Thank you for your time, Masai, as always.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.